Now, Ards and North Down are gearing up for a special homecoming event tonight to celebrate the historic success of Ireland's first gold medalist in gymnastics, Rhys McLenaghan. A total of 10 athletes from Ards and North Down competed at this year's Olympic Games in Paris, with both Rhys McLenaghan in gymnastics and Jack McMillan in swimming bringing home gold medals. So the homecoming event takes place in Conway Square in Newton Ards at 4:30 this evening. Rhys McLenaghan, you must be, are you still pinching yourself? Will it feel real when you're back in your home place?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more real, but I'm really looking forward to the homecoming. And I think people were sick of hearing me potentially or being the hopeful for an Olympic medal, and now I can finally bring back one for everyone to see.
And I know your longtime coach, Luke Carson, says you're both home birds. So being back in Newton Ards, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it really is a dream to bring back a medal to a hometown that I've been born and bred in. For the last year or so, I've been training here in my coach's gym, Origin Gymnastics. So it really is going to be extra special to bring it back to the hometown and see, hopefully show firsthand what the hard work and dedication can turn into.
Yes, and this Origin Centre, the Origin Gymnastics Centre, I'm thinking in particular of, you know, those pictures of you as a little boy, Luke's plan for you when you met him the first time, and he planned out that you would win all the major titles, and now you have that Olympic gold. I'm thinking of the children going to their gymnastics practice every week who watched you in the Olympics, who'd be watching you tonight maybe and dreaming their own dreams.
Yeah, and that's exactly the circle that needs to happen. The inspired become the inspiring. And, you know, it is such a long process to have that happen. But I'm glad that I'm in that position now, that I can be able to inspire not only the younger generation, but also the older generation, just to tackle any goals in their life that they might want to achieve. And I feel like that's a very strong message to put out there, and especially after the fall in Tokyo I had, to then bounce back and come back better than ever, like I'd promised in that post competition interview in Tokyo. It's a strong message to preach, and I'm glad I'm preaching it.
And we saw that with you, and we saw that with Simone Biles as well. How do you get that turnaround? Because the psychological blow when you've fallen or you've got the gyps in front of the whole world has seen this disappointment for you. How do you get beyond that?
I feel like you need to feel it. You need to not ignore those emotions. You need to say to yourself, yes, I'm disappointed. Yes, I'm angry. But how can I change this disappointment into motivation? And quite frankly, that moment right there was, yes, the most disappointing moment of my life, but the most motivated I've ever felt in my life. So if you have the courage to feel those emotions, then you're going to have the courage to be motivated more than ever, and then bounce back and become a better person, and for me, a better gymnast.
That really is a very positive way of looking at it, and you did reap the rewards in Paris, certainly. What do you do next?
Well, for now, I enjoy the success that I've accomplished, a lifelong dream of mine of becoming an Olympic champion. So I'm going to enjoy it as long as I possibly can.
And does that mean you can eat foods that you were denying yourself, or drink drinks, or go to bed later? Does it mean letting the hair down a little bit, or would you still?
No, certainly it does mean letting the hair down a little bit. It means, you know, not being as strict with myself for a couple of weeks here. I cannot be as focused in and zoned in anywhere near as much as I was on the lead up to Paris. But ultimately, I love the sport of gymnastics, so I'm itching to get back into the gym. I actually snuck into the gym the other day and didn't even ask my coach. Everyone was surprised to see me.
And you're planning to take the medal all around Ireland, is that right, Rhys? So the children all over the country will be able to have a look at that Olympic glory.
That is certainly the hope. I need to clear my schedule. I need to make that a priority and show as many young gymnasts, young children as possible, this Olympic gold medal, and show them what's possible coming from this island.
So it's from 4:30 this evening, but there'll be activities for kids going on beforehand. It's an activity focused homecoming.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it's all around sport, isn't it? Getting active, exercising, that's been my whole life. So to hopefully inspire younger kids to do the same and reap the same benefits that I have, will be a job well done.
Just thinking of this island, this small island, we have the GAA, we have rugby, we have soccer, we have the horse show going on this week. Gymnastics, that's coming on the sports landscape here more and more, isn't it?
It most certainly is. And with the amount of numbers that gymnastics is bringing in for younger kids, it's growing and growing every single year. It could be one of the fastest growing sports in the country. And hopefully I've played my role in that. But I know for a fact that Gymnastics Ireland especially are putting the sport on the map and supporting as many clubs as possible to support these kids coming through the doors, really.
Well, I know you've helped put gymnastics on the map for most of us, and I wish you the very best of luck. I hope you do let your hair down and enjoy the celebration this afternoon. So, 4:30, Conway Square in Newton Arts. Activities beforehand for the kids, so get them there sooner. And Rhys McClenaghan, congratulations, and thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.
Thank you so much.